B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus B. That's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone. So come along. Learn some grammar. Learn a phrase. Learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good plus, here we go. ABCDEFGH, I'm on A plus English.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And again, we have a very fun article for you. It's about star signs.
OMG, 我超喜欢星座的。而且我跟你讲，其实这个主题是我想到的哦。
You did.
I'm so smart and creative.
What's the topic for today, then?
Today, we're talking about what if... We don't want this to happen, though. Mm-hmm. If our phone fell in the toilet.
OMG. OMG. That is so disgusting. I think so. Oh my god. Ew. Okay. That's a very dangerous situation.
I know, right? Okay, we don't want that to happen, but what if it really happened? What should we do?
Let's take a look. Let's see if this is how you guys will react.
Okay.
Help! My phone fell in the toilet. What the 12 star signs do.
Haha, I caught it.
Capricorn quickly takes action.
Next time, I'll buy a really big phone so it won't fall in the toilet.
They think differently than others.
I'm so sad. First, I lost my wallet, then my keys, and now my phone.
Pisces sees the glass as half empty.
Why do bad things always happen to me?
Aries will get very angry.
Oh no! I'll need to work another 3 months to pay for a new phone.
Taurus is careful with money. They'll try to save their phone. Asks loudly,
Who has a phone? Can I borrow it? I need to take a picture of this.
Gemini loves sharing news.
Word power!
Quickly. Quickly. We have to walk quickly to get to school on time. We have to walk quickly to get to school on time. Fall. Fall. Fall, fell, fallen. Joe fell down the stairs and got hurt badly. Joe fell down the stairs and got hurt badly. Happen. Happen.What happened last night? I heard people fighting. What happened last night? I heard people fighting. Borrow. Borrow. Sandy borrowed Tom's pencil and eraser because she forgot hers at home.Sandy borrowed Tom's pencil and eraser because she forgot hers at home.
认识字汇
Toilet Empty
Okay, so let's take a look at how each star sign will react. And this is when, let's say, your phone drops into the toilet. Boom. Ew. Okay, so Capricorn will say, Haha, I caught it!Okay, and the reason is because Capricorn quickly takes action. So that means they're quite fast.
Okay, 所以一开始我们要看到的是摩羯座啦。诶，有没有人是摩羯座？我知道我们的 A 加副主编还有主编都是摩羯座，Cassie and Emily.
Okay,
they are both Capricorns. Okay, 所以他们会怎么样呢？他们会说，哈哈，我接到我的手机咯。诶，这个摩羯座啊，为什么这么厉害？因为他们都是那种很快速的那种就采取 行动，而且我觉得他们工作效率通常都不错、欸
They're very good when it comes to work. So, yeah, that's because they quickly take action. Let's first take a look at the word quickly. Our word power quickly is spelled Q-U-I-C-K-L-Y. Quickly. And it means in a fast or quick manner. Now,our sample sentence is, we have to walk quickly to get to school on time. We have to walk quickly to get to school on time.
我觉得现在的人好像都比较急哦，所以做每件事情都非常的快速。OK, 当我们要形容一个动作，我们就要用副词，就像今天的课文的 quickly, 就是以 ly 字尾当做副词，就是有快速的。OK, 像是你可以怎么样，吃得很快啦 ,eat quickly, I try not to do that.、Some people walk quickly.Or you could also, of course, run quickly. Okay, 就是如果你在跑步的时候当做运动好了。Okay, 那或许有时候quickly 常常用在催促某人，像是 quickly now you two, daddy's waiting in the car. 欸，你们两个要快一点，爸爸在车里等着呢。那回到刚刚的例句 ,Tiffany 刚给的例句提到的是我们必须走快一点 ,we have to walk quickly, 才能准时到学校哦。Yeah, it's really important to get to school on time.
Yeah, okay. Luckily, I don't really have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah.
But we do have to get to work on time,
yeah.
So sometimes I have to walk quickly in order to get to work. Alright, so let's take a look at the phrase to take action. Now, when you take action just means you do something in order to get a specific result, okay? So, if you're a person that takes action, it means you do something, you don't wait around for other people.
没有错，其实很有效率的人通常就会做这种事情，就是 take action, 这个片语就是采取行动。Okay, I can't wait to find out what's the next star sign.
Yeah, the next star sign is an Aquarius, okay? Aquarius was saying, next time, I'll buy a really big phone so it won't fall in the toilet. Okay, it's kind of strange, but that's because Aquarius says they think differently than others. So they have a lot of interesting ideas, but they do think quite differently than others. We say the word toilet a lot. Toilet is just basically the thing that you sit on when you use the bathroom. And there's a lot of really fun names for toilet. Sometimes we call it the golden throne. Right? Because when you sit on the toilet, you feel like a king or queen because, you know.
而且你还会大出黄金。黄金。
Yeah, it's a very comfortable place, right? To talk about the bathroom, though, sometimes in people in maybe, I think, mostly the UK, they will say the loo. They're going to the loo.
I say that too.
It's kind of cute.
Right.
Some people use going to the WC or I'm going to the little boy's room or I'm going to the little girl's room. And these words just basically...or other ways for you to say toilet or bathroom.
Okay, 所以接下来我们要看到是外星人的星座咯，就是我姐的星座，爆料一下。
Oops.
水瓶座 Aquarius, okay, 对，他们真的很蛮怪的。所以这时候他们就说了，下次我要买一只超大的手机，这样它就不会掉进马桶。蛤？那是怎么样卡在那上面，其实也尴尬哎、欸，
yeah.
对啊 ，OK， 所以没错啦，为什么水瓶座会这么想？因为他跟别人想的不一样啊。所以呢，我们刚刚有提到了马桶，那 Tiffany 还补充很多在口语上，我们其实会用，就是我觉得刚我个人最爱的是 Golden Throne， 感觉我们就是坐在马桶上，我们自己就是国王、
so、holy,
皇后的概念，
yeah.
就是我们非常的就是爱蹲马桶吗？还有我也很喜欢讲 Little Girl's Room。我觉得听起来比较文雅，不是说哦、I'm going to the toilet to pee、对呀、这样是不是太直接了一点。 And we also saw the verb fall, didn't we?
Yep, fall is spelled F-A-L-L, fall, and it means to come down or go quickly from a high place to a lower place. Now, our sample sentence is, Joe fell down the stairs and got hurt badly. Joe fell down the stairs and got hurt badly.
Ooh, ouch.
Ouch. Yep.
Okay, fall 是什么呢？就是掉落或者有跌落的意思。它是个动词，动词三态为 fall, fell, F-E-L-L, fallen, F-A-L-L-E-N. 像是呢，我那个牛顿他发现地心引力的时候，就是因为 an apple fell from the tree, 就是有一颗苹果从树上掉下来。那不过刚刚我们看到的 fall 的例句有点惨痛，他说 Joe 跌落 楼梯升得很重 Poor Joe.
Ouch. Okay, next, we have Pisces. And Pisces says, I'm so sad. First, I lost my wallet, then my keys, and now my phone. And that's because it says, Pisces sees the glass as half empty.
Aww.
Okay, well, let's take a look at the word lose here. And the article says lost. That's the past tense. When you lose something, it means you're not able to find it. So first, the Pisces cannot find the wallet. Then he couldn't find the keys. And now they couldn't find their phone. Now, when you see the glass as half empty, empty, of course, means there's nothing inside. And this just basically is a phrase. And it just means that you're kind of a negative person. There's another harder word for it. We call it pessimistic. So it just basically means you look at things in a negative way. On the opposite end, you have sometimes people see the glass as half full. And this just basically means that you're a very positive person. You think of things in a good way.
Okay, 所以来到的是 Pisces, 双鱼座。他说我好难过，先是弄丢了我的皮夹啦，再来是我的钥匙，现在是我的手机。我个人觉得是不是你个人的问题？你很 careless 啊，你很迷糊会不会根本就是你的问题？没有啦，开玩笑。但他现在听到我这样讲，他可能会哭死。因为为什么呢？双鱼座总是很悲观的看待事情。哇，刚刚的句子我们又要学到很多字。首先我们先来看一下 lose, okay?Okay, 刚刚提到的是 lost, 就是它的过去式，就是弄丢啦、遗失啦，它是一个动词嘛。OK, 像是呢，如果你今天要去迪士尼，可能人家就会说，Hey, don't lose your ticket, 不要把你的门票给遗失，要不然就进不去啦，都已经来到日本了。OK, 或者是欧洲之类的。那我们中文其实，我觉得我们常常就是会说它是八分满的水，我们比较不会说八分空，可是我觉得这个是一个中文的语句文法 ,OK? 可是在英文，如果你看到同一杯水哦，然后是一半的，你会觉得它是半满还是半空？那英文如果你说 I see the glass as half empty, OK? 这时候就是半空，就是感觉你比较持悲观的态度。那如果你是用 see the glass as half full, 就是表示你比较持有乐观的态度。OK, 那所以你们看到半杯水到底是怎么看它的呢？就可能会反映出你是悲观还是乐观。那刚刚提到的 empty, 当然就是空的。OK, well, I'm sometimes positive, but sometimes I'm kind of negative as well, so I don't know.
I think it just depends on how you're feeling that day. I mean, we all have days where we don't feel good and we're just like, everything is so negative.
I know, right?
But I think overall, you're a very positive person.
Aww.
Just like me.
I know, right?
All right, next is Aries. That's me. Okay, and Aries will go, ugh, why do bad things always happen to me? And that's because Aries will get very angry.
So grumpy.
I think it's possible.
Yeah. 当然咯。尤其如果你真的在的时候。
Oh my gosh.
然后那个就掉进去就是 like, 哈什么
Yeah.
整个暴怒。母羊呢其实就是 Tiffany 哦。就是他说为什么坏事总会发生我身上然后他就会暴怒 ,OK? 当然他可能暴怒在他自己为什么这么的不小心哦。So, what is this word?Happen mean?
Happen, it's spelled H-A-P-P-E-N, happen. It's a verb and it means to take place, especially without it being planned. So, for example, we can say, what happened last night? I heard people fighting. What happened last night? I heard people fighting.
Ooh, sounds so serious.
Yeah.
Okay, happen 是什么呢？就是发生。Okay, 它是一个动词啦。像是呢，可能呢，你就会想说，诶，今天好像在办公室，你就是八卦的时候，然后想要开头跟人家讲说，发生一个有趣的事情哦，这样引起别人的好奇心，你就可以说 ，A funny thing happened in the office today. 然后大家可能说 ，What? Spill it, okay? 好了，那刚刚的例句。Tiffany 老师提到的是诶昨晚发生了什么事啊 What happened last night? 这里要用的是过去式哦发生了什么事我听见人们吵架的声音 Okay, so that's enough about Aries. What about Taurus? That's next.
Taurus will say, oh no, I'll need to work another 3 months to pay for a new phone.
Oh.
It's because Taurus is careful with money. They'll try to save their phone or they'll try to do something to make sure that they don't have to buy a new one again.
OK, 所以接着我们看到是 Taurus, 金牛座,我妈妈的星座,她就说 Oh no, oh 不,因为她就是想到的都跟钱有关,她说我还要再工作三个月才能付得起一只新的手机。是 iPhone 吗 ?OK, 然后呢我们就接着说为什么她有这样的反应,因为金牛座对钱很谨慎,这里我们用到的是He or she is careful with money. So careful with money 就是你在用钱的时候或是对钱呢是非常谨慎的这样的一个态度。所以金牛座他们会试图拯救手机，因为这样或许他们就不用怎么样，不用就是在花钱啊。OK, 当我们常常用 they are very careful with their money, it means they only spend what they can afford. So 他们其实通常是比较，我觉得金牛座其实蛮省的啦。OK,那 careful 这个字本身是有小心的意思，那它的相反词就是很粗心大意的，就是 careless。
Next, we have Gemini.
Wow, is that me?
I wonder who that is.
就是我，就是我。
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, Gemini, okay, there's a direction and it says, ask loudly, who has a phone? Can I borrow it? I need to take a picture of this. And that's because Gemini loves sharing news.
This is like so me.
Right? You would post it on social media,
right? Okay, 所以这时候呢，双子座就会大声的询问说，诶，有人有手机吗？妈妈这样子，然后说可以借我吗 ？Can I borrow it？ 为什么呢？他不是要打电话求救哦，他是需要帮他的手机，就是拍一张照片。为什么呢？这样搞不好他可以 po 上他的Instagram 或是 Facebook 等等哦。所以双子座乐于分享新闻。OK， 我承认啦 ，guilty， 这好像是我会做的事情。好啦，不过刚刚一开始我们看到句型 Who has a phone？ 这里呢，我们要教大家疑问词 who 的问句跟答句哦。那想要知道吗？我们赶快请教我们的 Magic Box。
Magic Box 找亮点。
Hello?
Help me! Help me!
Wait, hello? Who is this? Hello?到底究竟发生什么事情啊？电话里头那个人需要我的帮助，可是他没有说他是谁，他在哪，我该怎么帮他啊？Who can tell me? 谁来告诉黑寡妇啊？ WHO Who 身为 WH 疑问词的其中一名重要成员，在日常生活中可扮演了非常重要的角色啊。在疑问句中使用 who 的时候，通常啊就是在问谁怎么样怎么样，就像我刚刚电话中说的 who is this， 就是呢在问电话里头人是谁。这样的句型呢就是用在 who 作为开头，后面呢是情况接上动词、be 动词或是助动词来询问事情咯。像是我说的另外一句 who can tell me， 这是 who 加上助动词加动词加受词的用法，意思呢就是呢像是谁可以告诉我啊。再举另外一个 who 后面接上一般动词的句子，像是 who killed those people， 哎，有时候我到灾难现场为时已晚不见敌人踪影的时候，我就会这样问 who killed those people， 到底是谁杀了那些人啊。哎呀，有问就有答，答复 who 疑问句的时候，哎，也是很简单哦，先从问句里的动词来去判断。像是回答 who is this 的问题的时候， be 动词问就要用 be 动词来回答，通常这样 who is blah 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 的句型就是在问这个人那个人是谁。那你回答呢就可以这样说 this is Albie， 或是直接简答LB 就好咯。 Who 就是在问谁，所以呢回答呢就是用人来给答案咯。而谁可以告诉我呢？ Who can tell me， 一样用助动词 can 来回答，就像是说 No one can tell you， 哎，没有人可以告诉你啦。没有错， Who 就是这么简单啦。那大家有看过上一集复仇者联盟吗？最后好多人都消失了，你如果问我 Who killed those people， 那我会告诉你 Thanos. Thanos killed those people. 他那么什么歪理，我才不相信。对我来说，他只是个可恶的老头子啊。
All right, so Gemini, that's you. You will borrow someone else's phone just so you can share this news with everyone else. Now, let's take a look at the word borrow. It's spelled B-O-R-R-O-W. Borrow, it's a verb and it means to take and use something for a certain amount of time and you have to return it to the person or the place where you took it from. So, our sample sentence is, Sandy borrowed Tom's pencil and eraser because she forgot hers at home. Sandy borrowed Tom's pencil and eraser because she forgot hers at home.
OK, 我们来看一下 borrow 这个字哦，因为其实在中我们都是借 ,OK, 可是英文我们有就是借给别人或者是从跟别人借。那 borrow 本课就是借入 ,OK, 这样听起来好像有点难。其实就是从别人借给自己或是借给另外一个人，它是当作动词来用。比方像是呢 ,he borrowed a book from the library, 哦，所以这个人呢他从图书馆从他图书馆这边哦借了一本书，所以不是属于他的，他要跟图书馆那边借来，这样子的意思。或是如果你没有相机，你就可能要跟别人借，就说 Can I borrow your camera? 那 lend 则是借出，就是你自己或者是某一个持有什么东西的人要借给别人，所以借出去这样的意思哦。所以只要记住一个概念，就是 lend, 这个用的主词呢，其实就是物品的持有者这样子的意思。所以刚刚的句子不是 Can I borrow your camera? 其实我们可以改写为 Will you lend me your camera? 你可不可以借给我 ?OK? 所以有没有看到主词 you? 就是有 camera 的那个人。好啦，看回刚刚的例句是 Sandy, 他向 Tom 借了铅笔跟橡皮擦，因为他把自己的忘在家里咯。
Those are some of the signs we saw so far. We still have a lot more, but...Before we do that, let's go to our review time.
Okay.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, it's our review time, and oh my gosh.
Is that Earl?
Earl is here.
I wonder what star sign is he? 我真的很想知道他什么星座。
I think he's a very, 机车one or something.
Okay, we don't know.
Anyways, well, we have a competition with Earl then. Mm-hmm. All right, so let me give you guys the meaning, and you guys have to guess the word. Okay. Okay, this word means to do something really fast.
Quickly.
Nice, okay. This word means that something takes place, you don't really plan it.
Happen.
Oh my goodness, Earl. Okay, this word means to take something and use it for an amount of time and then you have to return it. Oh my gosh. Okay, last chance, you guys. This word means, okay, this means to...kind of go from a high place to a low place. Yes.
I think Earl is even faster than you.
I know. My goodness.
Okay, 他的他应该是很急的星座。我们待会就是可能可以问一下 Earl 到底什么星座。
All right. Well, but that's all the time that we have for today. We still have day two where we have the other star signs. So don't forget to listen. And we can maybe figure out what kind of star sign Earl is. So we'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Help!My phone fell in the toilet. What the 12 star signs do.
Ha ha! I caught it!
Capricorn quickly takes action.
Next time, I'll buy a really big phone so it won't fall in the toilet.
They think differently than others.
I'm so sad. First, I lost my wallet, then my keys...And now my phone.
Pisces sees the glass as half empty.
Why do bad things always happen to me?
Aries will get very angry.
Oh no! I'll need to work another 3 months to pay for a new phone.
Taurus is careful with money. They'll try to save their phone. Asks loudly,
Who has a phone? Can I borrow it?I need to take a picture of this.
Gemini loves sharing news.
Word power!
Quickly, quickly. We have to walk quickly to get to school on time. We have to walk quickly to get to school on time. Fall, 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 fell, fallen. Joe fell down the stairs and got hurt badly. Joe fell down the stairs and got hurt badly. Happen, happen. What happened last night? I heard people fighting. What happened last night? I heard people fighting. Borrow, borrow. Sandy borrowed Tom's pencil and eraser because she forgot hers at home. Sandy borrowed Tom's pencil and eraser because she forgot hers at home.
认识词汇
Toilet Empty
节目是由 A Plus English 空中美语制作。A Plus English 空中美语杂志，请洽询全国各大书店。欲索取视听教材，请来电02-2364-4000 02-2364-4000，或上网查询。网址是 www.englishforyou.net www.englishforyou.net 谢谢您的收听。